Recently, WOOC has partnered with Team Hero to produce a series of youth radio workshops. As part of these workshops, Team Hero's Jerry Ford interviewed participants Mia, Diamond, Milan, and Jerry.
All right. Hello. My name is Jerry Ford. I am a founder of Team Hero, which is a nonprofit organization. We do community work in the city of Troy. And today I have a few special guests with me, a few members of our Team Hero youth program, the Block Center. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hey, what's up? I'm Mia Jackson.
I'm Diamond Owens.
So we're here today to kind of talk about our newfound initiative, which is a non-violent 90-day campaign. Our goal is to increase the enrollment in youth and programs throughout this summer and to get them off the street. And we're going to talk a little bit about how it benefits to have youth off the street and enrolled in programs. So I'm going to start with, I'll start with Mia first. And just ask her, what kind of activities do you think should be available for our youth?
I definitely think sports should be available. And maybe, you know, some creative things like arts and crafts, maybe music, some different stuff like that.
All right. And why do you feel that those are some activities that should definitely be available?
Because I know there are a lot of kids that are into sports, definitely. And maybe some are into music or maybe drawing, definitely.
So those are like, would you say like the most popular?
Yeah, I would say that maybe sports is the most.
I was going to say that, yeah. I was going to, because, you know, even with our activities that we do at the Boys and Girls Club, as soon as you open the gym, everybody goes straight into the gym. So
I know that's what I would do.
That's what you would do?
Yeah.
What sports do you like to do yourself?
I love basketball, definitely.
And I'm going to hop over with to Diamond. What happens, do you think, when youth don't have activities available for them during the summer times?
I think that when youth don't have available activities during the summertime, they tend to go looking for events to do or just looking for something to occupy their time, whether it be good or bad. Just the point of sitting at home all day, no one's really used to that unless they're in the mindset to be used to that. So if you constantly have something happening and then one day there's nothing happening, you're going to want to go and look for that comfortability of having something that happens.
And when there's nothing happening, that can lead to the youth making a bad decision and doing something that could be considered as negative or getting into some violence. Can you give me an example of something that you enjoy doing during the summertime?
Well, this summer I actually worked, and it was fun to actually like see how my future would be waking up every day, seeing that I have a job and how I would be living my life. But it was also fun when I got to see people I wasn't really used to. I met someone new every day. I shared experiences with people, and I learned a lot. But for the most part, my favorite part was the end of the day when I got to go and be with people who I knew, who I've been known for a long time, because it's like I learned something new. But I also had the experience of sharing it with people who weren't there and telling them about it and helping them to realize that maybe that's something they could do next summer or if they were old enough during the school year.
So how about sharing one of your Team Hero activities that you did over the summer?
Over the summer, we did the Summer in the Park, I believe the name of the event was. And basically a whole bunch of vendors came and they set up and they were just selling stuff in Powers Park. And we did that for a really long time. but it was nice. And then during that, we also went to Washington, D.C. And it was nice because I went with my school and I basically like proved that I could do other things, and that just because of my past, it doesn't determine what I get to do in the future, and my past didn't stop me from what I can do. So it was fun being able to turn such a negative situation and negative things into positive stuff.
My last question today will be for Mia. Can you share one thing that you learned last summer?
Actually, I learned a few things last summer because I was going through the loss of my Nana, and you know, it was really tough, but I learned to look on the positive side of things instead of the negative.
Since you're kind of new to Team Hero in the Block Center, mm-hmm. What will be one of the things that you would look forward to this summer with hanging with us, being like one of our new members?
Basically everything. Right now, I love what we're doing, like the togetherness and, you know, how we're kind of vibing with each other, stuff like that.
Relationship building.
Yeah.
So to say, relationship building. Well, I do want to thank both of you young ladies for your time today. And tune in to hear more about Team Hero's 90-Day Nonviolent Youth Campaign. All right, good afternoon, radio family. This is Jerry Ford. I am a founder of Team Hero, which is Together Everyone Achieves More, helping everyone recognize opportunity, a nonprofit organization here in the city of Troy. Our goal is to bring everybody together and, you know, watch the whole community grow. Today I have the awesome opportunity to speak with a couple of members of our Team Hero family, a branch, our program that is geared toward positive youth development, which is called the Block Center. Today I have with me one of our mentors and two of our mentees, and I'm going to give them opportunity to introduce themselves.
My name is Mylon Miles.
My name is Jay Ford.
I'm Shane Gavitt.
All right. And today I have them with us to kind of speak and give you an overview of what our goal is for this summer, which is to combat youth violence. We have an initiative, a 90-day campaign, and our objective is to increase the enrollment in youth activities over the summer. So I found it fitting to bring these individuals on and just have them speak a little bit about their experience with summer activities in general and what they've learned from being with Team Hero over the last couple of summers. So I'll start off with Mylon. How do summer activities combat youth violence?
Summer activities, they keep the youth, they keep us mentally, what's the word?
Like occupied?
Yeah, they keep us occupied. They give us something to wake up to. They give us something to look forward to, something that we know has to get done during the day. And basically it keeps us from getting into anything that we don't really need to be into.
Gotcha. So it kind of gives you a set schedule, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Something to keep you busy. All right. Jerry, what summer activities do you like to do?
I like to play like basketball and stuff like that. You know, sports, and like keeps the teens off the streets and like go for a walk outside and stuff.
And have you participated in any summer basketball?
I did a summer league last summer and the summer before that last summer.
So the last couple of years you've done the summer league?
Yeah.
What was the highlight of your summer league?
Last
year's All-Star game. I heard you got a pretty big award last year.
I got MVP.
MVP, nice. All right, and Shane, as he mentioned in his introduction, is one of our mentors with the Block Center Team Hero program. And Shane, I want to ask you, what activities would you like to see added to our summer roster that we may not be doing right now that would possibly help us combat youth violence in the city?
I think so. This might be a chance for some like more vocational, like type of more work-related programs that kids are kind of interested in. I see kids taking some initiative towards work programs and kind of building or any type of like step between school and career, like a practical, some type of more practical programs. I mean, there's always sports and arts and which the kids will always gravitate to. But I think there is some interest in like more vocational, career-oriented like type of programs that I think would get more enrollment than we might expect.
Well, that's a great segue into my next question, because Mylon has participated for the last couple of years down here at the Sanctuary for Independent Media, and I know that he's learned a lot in regards to some different career paths. So you want to just share a little bit about your experience here at the Sanctuary, Mylon?
Okay, so my first 2 years, basically, I would learn a bunch about the, I guess, production side of whether it be video or or a little bit of music, stuff like that. I've learned how to record audio and video. I've learned a little bit how to edit audio and video. And I've just learned just stuff from how to set up a camera, how to set up a recorder, how to capture audio for interviews, just stuff like that.
Awesome, awesome. Those are some pretty big things, man, learning how to do audio and video at a young age. And there is a lot of career opportunity in that nowadays. So I do want to thank you for stopping by the studio today. And I want our listeners out there to stay tuned, because we will be coming back with more information about Team Hero's 90-day nonviolent campaign to thwart youth violence in our city. Thank you.
That was Jerry Ford of Team Hero interviewing participants in a recent WOOC Youth Radio Workshop.